Monday, guys. What's up? Welcome in to another episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Peralta. Each and every morning, you get me on audio anywhere you get your audio podcasts, and on video on the Betting Pros YouTube channel. At Sports Talk Matt is my handle across all socials, and this podcast is being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com. Great burger packages available right now for $89.99, 24 burgers, tremendous value, using the code JUICE at checkout at OmahaSteaks.com. Okay, so congrats to Scotty Scheffler. He dominated. He was great at the Masters yesterday. So the Masters wound up being down 0.25 units. So not that big of a deal. We got the head-to-head right on Thursday, head-to-head right wrong yesterday. We got the top 10 for Cam Smith right at plus 350, but that was a half a unit. So that's 1.75. So we won 2.75 units and we lost the other four half a unit plays. So we ended up losing 3 units there. So we won 2.75, we lost 3. So overall, the Masters slightly down, nothing too dramatic, but we took some shots. Willie Z played pretty well. Some of the guys kind of choked a little bit, but okay, we'll take it. You know, just we had some fun for 4 days. It was fun. Congrats to Scotty. So overall, not that big of a deal. Little blood, nothing too serious. 1-1 on the other plays yesterday. Winning week. Now, as far as the tracking is going, I haven't been paying attention to it as much as I should. Betting Pros has changed things up a little bit on the tracking. If you guys are someone who goes to the bettingpros.com website and looks at the Daily Juice spreadsheet, normally we can see what each day has done, win or lose. And I use that to kind of calculate everything because after a whole week of bets, it's a lot. And after the Masters, it really is a lot. So I don't know how many units we were up. Hopefully they will recalibrate a little bit. I've asked them to kind of recalibrate and go back to the way we used to do some things so I can recalibrate and give you an accurate assessment. Overall, they're about 4 days behind the calculating. So I think once they go and calculate everything up, the podcast will be back into the black for the year. And in the black for the week and in the black for the month. Okay. So we've had a pretty good April, good couple of weeks, got the podcast righted. Things are rolling, good UFC night, Saturday night and whatnot. So winning week for sure. Question is going to be is how many units. I think it was like a 4.5 or a 5 unit week, I think, but I got to figure that out. We had a good week last week. So hopefully roll it in here on a Monday and we will continue. All right. So there's no NBA games today, but I am going to give you an NBA total because I think we're at the basement for it. You can wait to bet it and see if you want, but I played it just because I think we're at the basement for the number. I'll give you a hockey parlay and then 2 Major League Baseball bets here today for us on a Monday. All right, let's start with the bet tomorrow. This is Golden State Sacramento play-in game. Unbelievable. This is a play-in game. I mean, it's going to be absolutely awesome that this thing is a play-in game in Sacramento, where Golden State, they got to be looking at themselves going like, what in the world are we doing? We have to play on the road. We have to go to Sacramento for a one game winner take all situation. This is unbelievable basketball. This is the NCAA tournament. Okay. You like March Madness? This is March Madness in the NBA. The total for this game opened up around 228.5. It's met all the way down to 225. I think that's the basement. I was actually pretty surprised at this. At home this year, Sacramento is 22-18-1, but they are 7-3 to the under over their last 10 games. I think that's why you saw people bet this down immediately. The Warriors 24-17 to the under this year, but they have gone 5-5 to the over, 3-2 over their last 5. But I think this game will be more up tempo than people think. And if you go and look at the way these games were played, the last time Golden State played against Sacramento, it was at Golden State. Game went over by 23 points. 244 was a 134-133 final. While I don't think we're going to see something that dramatic, this under train that the Kings have been on, in which they've had 5 of the last 6 games go under and 6 of the last 7 go under, I don't think that continues here. Okay. I think we're going to see a more up-tempo, high flying type of game because these teams have just played that style. Second game of the year at Sacramento, 237 was the total. The game went under by 1 point. This total is 225. just think this is too low. I think we're looking at like just the totals overall. I mean, against New Orleans, it was 218, went over by 40 points. Now, Phoenix and Portland both went under. Games they won 121-82 because of Portland's not scoring. In 107, they lost the game 108-107 to Phoenix, in which that was a playoff type atmosphere, but we got to 215. So we almost got to 225. We're 10 points short, but you know, you'd see that game with a bit more tempo, we probably could get there. On the road, they've been a pretty solid under team on the road. Three of the last four games have gone under on the road, but at home, Utah went over. Clippers went under by 18.5. Look, on the road against the Lakers, over by 18.5. Last game went over against Utah for Golden State, over by 15. I'm going to play this for tomorrow, okay? I think the basement's 225. I think you guys might get a better number than me, but I played it tonight because I think 225 is good enough. Over Kings and the Golden State Warriors, over 225 for tomorrow, for Tuesday. So you can wait if you want, but I don't want this number to come back up. I think the gamblers bought this down to then come back heavy on the over for this game. So we'll take over 225 at the basement. Okay, what's for today? Let's talk baseball. The Reds are red hot. They're on the road at the Seattle Mariners. George Kirby to the mound for Seattle. 1-2, 8.16 ERA. Last two starts, 8 earned runs, 5 earned runs. Home versus Cleveland at Toronto. 8-0, 5-3 losses in both. 1-0 win on opening day against the Red Sox. He pitched well in that game, but since then he has not pitched well at all. The Reds are 5-1 on the road. The Reds continue to hit the baseball really well. They beat up on the White Sox, beat them 11-1, beat them 5-0, and then beat them last night or yesterday on Sunday. They beat them 11-4. Run lined them every time for the Reds. We were on one of those three, but on the road here against Seattle, and they're throwing Frankie Montas, who's been good, 2-1 with a 2.16 ERA. Lost his last game out, but that was a bullpen's fault, not his fault. 3 earned runs, 5 runs given up overall in a 9-5 loss, but on the road at Philly, 4-1 win, 5 2/3, only 1 earned run given up. Against Washington, 8-2 win, went 6, no earned runs given up here. Seattle's not hitting. The Reds are. Kirby's not good. I'll take the plus money here. Reds money line plus 135 outright to beat the Mariners, who are just 4-6 at home. 5-1 Reds. Keep it rolling here. Money line Reds plus 135. And the second bet is we're going to go right back to fading the Rockies here and right back into jumping in on opportunities to grab onto the teams that we think are going to score a lot of runs. Look, the Rockies are a bad team. I know they've been a little bit hotter than what I have given them credit for, but Cal Quantrill on the mound against Aaron Nola. Aaron Nola is off to kind of a rocky start, 2-1 with a 4.5 ERA, but Cal Quantrill's 0-2 with a 7.2 ERA so far this year. 7-3, 9-8, 3-2 the losses. So he's only 1-2 on the run line, but two of those games on the road. Home game against Arizona, he gave up 4 earned runs and 5 earned runs against Arizona and Chicago, the Cubs on the road. I think the Phillies will get after it here offensively and hit Cal Quantrill. I expect Aaron Nola to be better than what he has been. 4-3, 4-0, 12-4, the wins for him. So he's 1-2 also on the run line, but opening day or his opening start was horrific against the Braves, gave up 6 earned runs, 7 runs overall, but came back against Washington, 5 2/3, no earned runs. On the road at St. Louis, his last start, a 4-3 win, 2 earned runs. I'm coming back here on the run line. I know Colorado's been sort of an up and down team on the run line so far this year, but the Phillies score runs here. I think the Phillies get after it, and I'm going to go ahead and jump in on the run line for the Phillies up against. Now, you always want to shop this, okay? You want to shop run lines and prices because you might get a better price. I got minus 120 on this, okay? I got minus 120. Budget and books are at minus 120. Superbook, South Point, some of the other books are at 120 as well. Consensus pretty much is minus 120 Phillies on the run line. Phillies run line, minus 120 for 1.2 units. And finally, we go to the NHL where the Oilers are playing. And it's wild because the Oilers, if you look at the way the Oilers, how many games they have left, they've got 3 games left, which is somewhat surprising. Now, they have their spot pretty much wrapped up, but not completely wrapped up. And so they've got three games left here in the regular season. They play home for San Jose. This is the final home game of the regular season. Then at Arizona and at Colorado, and that will end it. Last home game, Oilers. San Jose is not a good hockey team, as we know. They beat the Oilers, though, back on the 9th of November, then a 5-0 win in December at San Jose for the Oilers. Money line, Oilers, but it's way too expensive. You can bet puck line if you want, but that's really expensive as well. Some books have gone to 2.5 here, so it's a parlay piece. Oilers money line combined with a team that is in an absolute dogfight. The Detroit Red Wings, they got to keep winning. Okay, here we are, the final wild card spot. Capitals, 87 points. Red Wings, 87 points. Flyers, 87 points. Penguins, 86 points. Washington plays the Bruins, who just beat the Penguins. Bruins might be trying to get to playoff ready status. Like they go, you know what? We don't care. We're not going to give you a win. They beat the Penguins. We were on the Penguins. So I don't want to go back to that well again and bet against Boston. I'm scared to do that. But Washington over 6.5, that may not be a bad play. The Flyers are off. The Penguins are playing Nashville, and it scares the hell out of me. I mean, that's one of those games where I'm like, what if Nashville is going to come out here and just say, hey, we're going to play hard and we're going to get ourselves, you know, we have 99 points. We're not incredibly, can they catch anybody? No, they really can't. But I'm not going to put it past Nashville to win this game and beat Pittsburgh. And the Penguins saying, you know what, we're dead. We're not going to play. Red Wings have a very winnable hockey game up against the Montreal Canadiens. In fact, they'll play Montreal for their final two games. They'll play them 23-15-5 Detroit, 14-16-10 Montreal. They've been out of it for a while. Canadiens won the first matchup. Red Wings won the second matchup in overtime. Red Wings at home. Then they're on the road. We'll take the home team here to win in a big game and a must win spot for Detroit. Red Wings money line as a -123 parlay. Oilers money line, Red Wings money line. Two leg money line parlay at -123. Oilers, Red Wings here in the NHL. Okay. So for bets that are going today, Oilers, Red Wings money line parlay -123. Reds money line at Seattle +135. Phillies run line against Colorado -120. Tomorrow, over 225 Golden State and Sacramento for 1.1 units. A little bit of a jump start on tomorrow's card on a Tuesday. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt every morning. Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.